Hello, I'm Colin Patterson and welcome to the Airdrie and Coatbridge Advertiser headline news service for Wednesday the 2nd of January. A young mum bringing home her newborn baby was left petrified as she sat in her car while two men battled on the street. 21-year-old Amanda Gray was with her husband Danny and one-day-old daughter when they encountered the incident outside their flat on Dundiven Road in Coatbridge. A thrown brick narrowly missed the car and a swung dog chain was inches away from smashing the window next to where the baby was sitting. Mr Gray says a Staffordshire Terrier belonging to one of the men then jumped into the car as he tried to guide his family into the safety of their home. Two men aged 32 and 28 appeared at Airdrie Sheriff Court in connection with the incident and were released on bail. Plans to turn a disused piece of land in Plains into a community garden have been given the go-ahead. A grant worth £28,000 has been handed to villagers involved in the project from the Environmental Key Fund. Plains Community Futures, who are running the £93,000 scheme, say land at Bruce Street will be transformed now that all of the funding is in place. Elspeth Wright, who is a member of the group, has thanked all those who have supported the project and says the garden should be open by the summer. A man was left needing stitches following an alleged assault on Coatbridge's Sunnyside Road. Police were called to the scene on Sunday afternoon after receiving reports that someone had been attacked and found a 40-year-old man bleeding from a cut above his right eye. The victim was taken to Monklands Hospital and a 27-year-old man was cautioned and charged in connection with the incident. Investigations are continuing after a pensioner's home was broken into on Sunday afternoon. The 83-year-old was out with her daughter and returned home to find that thieves had forced entry into the property. A quantity of money was stolen. Finally, Albion Rovers may not be enjoying the best of seasons on the pitch, but they appear to have set a record off it. Tannoy announcer Daniel Mossy is thought to be the youngest person doing the job out of all 134 Premier and Football League clubs in Scotland and England. The 19-year-old student took up the voluntary position at the start of the season and is happy to help out the club he's been following for a decade. That's all for this edition. You can read more on these and other stories in our New Year edition of The Advertiser, which is on sale now. Thank you for listening and a Happy New Year to all listeners, readers and advertisers.